Welcome to The Mothered Business. This is the podcast for women who are mamas, CEOs, or who are aspiring to be either mamas or CEOs. If you are seeking a business model that harmonizes with motherhood, you are in the right place. Join me, your host, Robin Gooding, as we delve into a world where business meets heart-centered living, where strategy aligns with intuition and embodied wisdom, and where motherhood is not a barrier, but a catalyst for success. Hello, everyone. Welcome to this week's episode. And I usually have weeks and weeks, if not months worth of podcast episodes batched. And I do, one of which was scheduled for this week and I've bumped it because I shared something on Instagram and the conversations just really erupted, and I didn't realize how important it was a conversation for me to have with people as well. And just like a different side of what I bring to my work and why this work matters to me and why I think we have to really question some of the narratives in the online marketing industry, in the coaching industry, in entrepreneurship for women, and then in the economic structures that we operate in as women as well. So the thing I shared was from the Instagram page, Becoming Her TO, which stands for, I believe, Toronto, Becoming Her TO. And there was a speaker there. I don't know how to pronounce her name totally properly, so I apologize if I get this wrong, but I think it's Lise Wilcox. So Lise Wilcox was doing a talk for Becoming Her TO, and she was talking about the stat that I didn't know exactly the numbers, like the current numbers, but it's something I've paid very, very close attention to for the last probably decade, honestly. So the stat that she shared, which was the most current stat, is that of working women in the United States, only 11.1% will ever reach six figures in salary and income a year, right? So 11.1% of women will ever reach or surpass the 100K income goal. And in Canada, that stat is closer to 3%. And that's the part that really floored me. So in Canada, it's closer to 3%. And on average, the cost of living per woman is around $80,000, according to Lise Wilcox's stat. And her most current data, which she mentioned, was from 2022. So I haven't gone down the rabbit hole of exactly what it costs per woman in Canada. I know that in the cities I've lived in, Toronto and Vancouver, it's very easily 80,000, if not more. And so I really don't doubt that stat, especially with the cost of housing in our country. And so a few things came to mind. One, rage, to be honest, anger, that we are still at this place where I studied years ago when I was just before I got pregnant with Isla, and while I was pregnant with Isla, and while I was a new mom, that was a 2-year period of my life where I was deep in research around this because I was studying my master's degree at a school in Berlin, Germany, and I was focused on research around economic mobility for highly educated women in developed economies such as Canada and the US and other places like Australia, United Kingdom, etc. And the stat that was really, really obvious to me was the motherhood penalty, which is the experience of mothers being penalized for becoming moms, essentially, in our economic structures this is well researched, and I'm going to have a whole episode dedicated to that separate from this one. And on the flip side, as I've mentioned in a previous episode where I talk about my mothered business rebrand, there's a fatherhood bonus. And this is really where men who become fathers earn more money and they are incentivized. And so this is just one of those systemic things that drives me insane. And I really believe that there's a few conversations we need to be having around this, especially as coaches, creatives, people operating in the online marketing space right now, where we are drilled with marketing around multi-six figures, seven figures, eight figures, like, you know, it's insane. And I don't even know how many times I've gone on a sales call with a woman who says, my business hasn't even made six figures yet. As if she is a failure because she's making $80,000, $85,000, $90,000, and she hasn't made the six figures yet, the $100,000. And I just want to remind you, if you are listening right now, that only, I'll use the Canadian statistics because I'm in Canada, 3% of us, 3% of us will ever shatter that $100,000 ceiling. Okay, so if you are close to that, you're doing great. If you are growing into that, you're doing great. And if you are struggling with that, there are systemic barriers, very real systemic barriers, very real economic bias entrenched in our practices. And I want you to just give yourself a huge hug, like take a moment right now to just love on yourself, because I am so proud of you for working hard, for going after a dream, for trying and for not giving up. And I'm not giving up on you. And I know you're not giving up on yourself. We're going to shatter that six-figure ceiling. I've seen it many, many, many times. I've helped many clients do it. I've shattered it myself. There are so many worlds of possibility where you do that. If someone else is doing it right now, it's possible for you to do it right now. And I want you to know that just because your business is not at multi-six figures or seven figures, by the way, my business is not a seven-figure business, and I have never made that a problem. That's never been my personal goal. I don't make that wrong. And I think that we just need to normalize making good money in this industry and like getting honest about what that looks like for each of us rather than these marketing slogans of honestly almost making six figures feel like it's kindergarten. You know, I never talk badly about anybody in our industry because I just respect every woman who's going for their dream. But I did see someone marketing something and they were saying that clients had left and come back and were now in the very low six figures. And it was quite shamey. And I was just like, wow, it's so amazing that there are women who are doing so much more financially than almost all of our lineage of women in our families have done. I'm sure there's going to be outliers whose mothers were able to have incredible financial success and who had amazing careers and all of that. But I know for sure in my lineage, I am breaking ceilings. I know for sure in many of my clients' lineage, they are breaking ceilings. And I think we need to talk about that. We need to talk about normalizing the journey and the struggle and oh my gosh, the internal conditioning that we have to shatter on our way there, as well as the systemic things that are going on. Okay, so that's the first thing. And then the second conversation I want to have is why does the money even matter? You know, and I think that I have been guilty of really shying away from marketing with money. Like that's never been my thing. to be like, oh, I made this much in this launch and, you know, share my numbers every month and all of that. Like, that's just not been my thing. And I have now and then shared numbers, and it's been harder for me to do that than I think other people. I've definitely cringed sometimes at sharing numbers, because I know a lot of people in my world, you know, are earning, they're not even earning in a year what my business pays me in a few weeks, honestly. So I've realized that we have to also normalize talking about money in a different way, because when we normalize it, we inspire one another to reach for more. We show each other different possibilities, and we can get together to understand how ludicrous, honestly, it is that so many of our friends, our sisters, our peers are really underpaid and undervalued, especially in relation to others in their exact role, right? And so I just want to say that when we talk about the money in this neck of the woods, it's not about flashy marketing. It's about the people whose lives are literally changed because they have options and they've got freedoms in their life that they never had before. For example, I have had many clients ask me to help them build a business and get it to a certain financial goal so that they can leave a very abusive, toxic relationship. And they have left those relationships and they are thriving as single, independent women. I have helped many solo mamas, women who are independently mothering their children, who have very unique challenges, financial, emotional, physical challenges, unique ones that I will not understand, but I truly see their strength. And I know that it would be very, very difficult for them to show up for their kids as single parents the way that they are able to because of how their business is structured and operating for them. Both from a financial sense, making enough money that they can breathe and they can give their kids a lot of the same experiences that they did in their partnership, and that they have time, that they have capacity, that they feel nourished and whole and fulfilled themselves outside of being the single mom. And I've also helped women get off food stamps. Literally, I'm thinking of one client in particular was on food stamps when we met. And I'll never forget the text when she texted me that she had her first 10K month and how that literally completely changed her life, because as her business grew, and there were ebbs and flows in there, but as it grew, her life expanded. She was able to leave the place where she grew up. She was able to travel. She was able to do work she loved, she was very artistic. Her craft was like oxygen to her. She was able to do that. A whole world opened up for her. And I know for myself in my own life how my life expanded when I was able to make certain financial milestones in my own business. And one of the things that I'm proud of that I help my clients with, and if you've been here a while, you know I'll talk about the skinny business in the sense that the expenses are skinny and we make a lot of profit, right? That's the number I always care about for my clients, is what is the profits? Because I don't care if you have a six-figure launch and you get to keep $10,000 of that for yourself, right? I want you to have six figures in your pocket from your business, at least. And so when you're dreaming for yourself, when you're dreaming for your business, and when you're thinking about how much money you want to make in your business, one, I just want you to know how hard it is to have that dream for yourself when we don't have huge role models. I mean, we have way more now, which is incredible. And I'm so thankful for all of those women who have shown us what's possible. And also, you're still trailblazing that path. So applaud yourself for that. The second thing is I want you to really think about what the money gives you, okay? Like, what is really going to change your life? And what are those tangible things that are going to be forever changed in your life if your business was able to make more money? This has got nothing to do with marketing. This has got nothing to do with you having to prove yourself as a business owner to anybody else through social proof, through marketing, through like marketing your numbers. This is not about that. This is about your life and what's possible on the other side of financial gains. One of the things that is really important for me to say here too is in the talk that I shared, Lisa Wilcox mentions that the $80,000 on average per person to live stat, right? And I think that if we think about that, we have to also get really honest with ourselves and our business around how much money do I want to keep? How much money is going to taxes? How much money is going to my cost of living? How much money is going into my investing portfolio so I can have compounding wealth creation? And it's so much more than just us making more than 100K or shattering that 100K ceiling. It's about learning how to grow wealth. How do we create compounding interest? How do we invest? How do we learn all those things that actually takes the money we earn and helps us grow it? So just remember that at the end of the day, there are so many possibilities for you in your life and your business. And just because people love to say that it's so much more certain to earn a paycheck than it is to have a business, I've said this many, many times, I'm going to say it again. There is so much certainty when you know how to make money, when you know how to scale your money, when you know how your business is providing for you and you're comfortable in it and you're feeling like nourished. There's sustenance in your business. That is a gift I want every business owner to have. It feels so good to know that I have structured my business in a way that even if I was to make zero sales for a whole year, I know exactly how much my business is paying me every single month on my paycheck until next summer, at least. And I can give myself bonuses and whatever else, but I've chosen a number that feels so nourishing. And there's overflow and it's abundant and it feels great and grounding for my nervous system. And I know for a year I'm going to receive that paycheck. Like that to me is so much more certain than a 9-to-5 where you can get 2 weeks notice. And the other part of this is, you know, when we think about motherhood in business, it's not just about the money, it's about the time, it's about the energy, it's about the capacity, it's about your health and your vitality. I remember working in my 9-to-5 and having just so much anxiety when my daughter needed me at home because she was sick, you know, and then like the eye rolls for, oh, here she goes again, her kid's sick again. It's like, yeah, she's 18 months old in daycare and that's literally like being in a petri dish. They're sick all the time. By the way, I was also sick all the time, but if she was fine, I would go to work sick. So, you know, it's like that is its own beast. Secondly, now that she's older, I would only get 2 or 3 weeks max if I was lucky, vacation a year. And she's off school at least 10 weeks of the year. So what would I be doing there? Probably paying more money for camps and aftercare programs and all the other things. So not only is the mother being penalized because she can't be flexible with her work in order to accommodate the school schedule, she also has to be penalized financially because we know the stats show that she's making less in her job, but she's also now having to pay for more because she has to pay for more care. So she's being penalized twice, and it just paints this whole working mom picture in a totally different light. I just think we deserve better, right? We really, really do deserve better. And I wholeheartedly dream of an economy where our bodies are not treated like machines at work. Like, we get to rest, we get to play, we get to work really productively and also play and be healthy and travel and have time off with our kids and just have that really harmonious relationship where we're not burning ourselves out and we're not so stressed, and this fast pace of this modern world is not putting so many into an early grave. I dream of an economy where there's true co-creation and diverse perspectives and lived experience in the economy, which means that the structures and the systems have to create room for all people to show up well at work. And that means that has to support their lives outside of work, especially for parents. I dream of an economy where our profits propel people and our planet forward, where wealth is circulated in powerful and beautiful and helpful ways, because that's the point, right? Like, everybody can win. And lastly, I think it's important to just note that our worthiness is not dictated by any social status or a financial number or a business milestone, period, right? We all deserve to be treated with respect and care. And we can absolutely protest against these systems that prioritize some and penalize others. And when we bring our feminine leadership to our business, to our work, and we participate in this new economy, we're rewriting things. Our economic structures get to look and feel different. But if we're not in awareness, if we're not cultivating this consciousness around where we're perpetuating those old systems, we will repeat them in this new one. So I wanted to have this conversation here because, one, I want you to be really proud of yourself for where you are in your business. I also want to raise awareness around these statistics so that you don't ever feel inferior or ashamed if your business is not at multi-six, seven, or eight figures. Two, I want us all to start normalizing money and women making really good money and circulating that wealth in an economy that honors our bodies, that honors our roles outside of work, that is truly uplifting for all humans. And three, I want us to be conscious about this new economy that we get to create so that we're not repeating a lot of the bias in the systems that we've been conditioned by, that we've grown up with, but we truly are revamping things so that we can have that harmony between our work and our life. And I'll speak for myself here, that I can have this harmony between motherhood and my business. I don't have to choose between being a present mother and having a successful business. Now, the tangibles, the strategies, the systems for how I do that are all listed in my masterclass. I'm going to link up below. It's going to be available for the next few days because I'm launching my mastermind next week and I'm so excited about it. If you are wanting to find that harmonious relationship between motherhood and business, if you're wanting to shatter the six-figure ceiling, if you're wanting to scale beyond that, the six-month immersive white glove hybrid one-on-one mastermind, it's very high touch, it's very intimate, is for you. So I'll include the link to the masterclass below. I'll also include a link to the sales page below, and I would love for you to reach out if you're considering joining. We've already sold a few seats and I am keeping it small, so please don't hesitate if you're interested. Let's have a conversation. Let's help you create this true financial breakthrough in your life, not just for you, but for your family and for the lineage of women in your life and in the world around you. Let's be those role models of what's possible for the next generation.
Thank you for joining in today's conversation. Before we part ways, I have a really quick request for you. If you enjoyed today's discussion and found value, I would be incredibly grateful if you would take a moment to leave a review. Your feedback not only means the world to me, it also helps others discover the support that they need to pursue their dreams. Together, we can spread the message that it is possible to thrive in both motherhood and business. And if you are ready to revolutionize your approach to business and motherhood, I would love to invite you to take a look at the Mothered Business Mastermind linked in the show notes below. I'll see you next week for another podcast episode. And remember, the best is yet to come.